Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello.
The Email Marketing Heroes.
Today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking to Arnie Giske. He is the man behind Community and Conversion. He's grew a Facebook group to 80,000 people. That's more people than the number of times Rob checks his hair in the mirror. He's got 3,000 clients he's been working with on all this stuff, who've collectively brought 10 million members into their Facebook groups. And himself, he's pulled in 7 figures with a Facebook group, all while traveling the life of what he calls a digital nomad to 25 different countries over the last 3 years.
Now, we're going to talk about leveraging community and Facebook groups in order to actually build your list, but not just for the fun of it, but to actually monetize the whole thing as well. Now, at the end of this podcast episode, we don't want you to feel like you're all alone with loads of questions. So instead, come and share what you're working on and get stuck into the training and the resources in our free Facebook group. Just go to any web browser and type in robandkennedy.group. It will forward you over there. Or alternatively, go to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show Community.
Aha! Ah, yes, that's what you should do right now. So he feels a little bit sick at the moment because he just installed Microsoft Windows onto his spare Mac computer. It's hypnotist Robert Temple.
And the man who got fired from his work experience after 1 week of making infrared security lights. It's the mind reader. It's Kennedy.
I actually got fired because they were bullying me. I just want to... point this out.
Is this like the new kid who gets the job or gets the placement and gets bullied?
Yeah. We're making infrared lights, right? And they say the only way to test that they're working is put these glasses on, go into this dark room and look into the lens. But won't I go blind? They said, you'll know if you're going to go blind because you'll have green marks around your eyes. They put green pen around the glasses you wear. So when you put the glasses on, you take them off, you've got green lines around your eyes. So I went ballistic.
And then they sent you for a long stand after that, right?
Yeah, and the zebra paint. Huzzah! Yes, hello. Welcome back to the show. We are here every single week helping course creators, coaches, and membership site owners, just like your fine self, make email marketing less of a numbers game and put the odds back in your favor with harder hitting, higher converting, psychology-driven email marketing.
Now, Kennedy, before we bring Arnie onto the show, I've got some facts about him. One fact and 2 fictions, if that's a thing. I'd like you to guess which is the fact and which is the fictions. Mm. So here's the following 3. You're not allowed to look at Arnie's face in case he gives anything away. Poke your face, Arnie. So 1, Arnie moved country with under $1,000 in his pocket to either start a business or fail. Right. 2, Arnie's first business was in 8th grade, but the teachers had to stop him in case it distracted him from education. And 3, when Arnie started his first online business, his neighbor invested $100 just to support him, even though she didn't actually understand what the business was.
that's really, really creative, Rob. I mean, you've really excelled yourself here. Well, I know Arnie has this digital nomad lifestyle. I can imagine him moving country with less than $1,000 in his pocket. I can definitely imagine that. But then again, I can totally imagine him... Yeah, his teachers, he's really entrepreneurial. I mean, he's been doing this a long time, and he's probably been doing it since eighth grade. So I am sure me working out here, but I can imagine him being told, hey, Arnie, crack on and do the math, you know. That counting up's going to serve you well later when you're counting your millions. And would his neighbour invest in him? I don't know, because I know he likes to travel. Because I know that he likes to travel, I'm going to go with... Arnie, did you move to another country with less than $1,000 in your pocket to start a business or fail?
I did.
Yes!
Damn
it. That was it. Welcome to the show. It's great. It's great to have you with us. A lot of people know you as the guy who understands the importance of building communities. And we know that community is a really important thing right now for most businesses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like one of the most important things.
Right. So, and you've chosen the platform of Facebook to build these communities on. So a lot of people grow a Facebook group and that's all lovely and stuff. And they have lots of friends and that number of people in the Facebook group goes up and it makes you feel warm and fuzzy. But that's not really what you're about, is it? It's not just about the warm and fuzzy feelings for you.
No, it's the whole point of it is to make it both showing up as a community leader and as an industry leader, because I don't want you to just be famous influencers with a bunch of fans. I want you guys to be building a business that matters and making good money while you're at it too.
Awesome stuff.
It's interesting, obviously, over the years, different things have appeared that have said, no, this is definitely the place to build a community. And for a long time, back in the day, it was Facebook pages. Everybody was wanted to have, 10,000 fans or whatever on Facebook. So at some point, everything shifted over to the Facebook groups. I'm just curious, for anyone who hasn't thought, I desperately need a Facebook group in my business, a free Facebook group. What is it about Facebook groups specifically that work really, really well, just before we get into the list building part?
Yeah, great question. So I think one of the things I love the most about them is how unique they are from other social platforms, where community is all about giving everybody else a voice, not just having, one figurehead, one guru spouting out whatever message. It's when it's done right, your audience creates 90% of the content for you. Now, what other social platform lets you do that, right? None of them. So it's so cool to really create and facilitate a space where everybody else can come chime in, create content, create discussions, and you as a group leader facilitate and benefit from that all being under your brand. So it's really cool to see a group grow like wildfire when other people are doing the posting and the engagement for you.
Right. So as a cynical, sort of skeptical email marketing types who are like, no, you put up an ad, you give them a squeeze page, and you get your email address off, you get their email address off them. What's the main advantage of using a group to send people to rather than just running a heap more ads?
Yeah. Love that question too, because I'm very analytical numbers, put this in, get this out kind of guy. But when you really, really step back and look at the bigger picture, there's so many different factors that will make an impact to your conversion rates. So when we look at, okay, this email, this ad, this upsell, this, that, it's very analytical by the numbers, right? But we want to zoom out and look at some more of the pieces of the puzzle that are more about the user's experience. So if I post up one day and I post up, a picture of my dog, and then somebody else is like, oh, I love dogs. They now raise their level of know, like, and trust with me just because I posted a picture of a dog. Has nothing to do with business, but now it creates that feeling of connectedness. Or if I, share a extra little post or something, or create a discussion or go back and forth with them on a post, they feel more connected to me and builds that trust even further with my expertise. So email, yeah, you can say, reply to this email, but when people are spending, hours a day on social media and they see you over and over and over again versus how many times are they checking the email and actually enjoying that experience, it's very different. So the amount of time you get to engage with people daily and have that add up to an awesome experience that puts you in a good light and has them having fun and learning about what you have to teach, it's huge.
Do you know what you just made me think? And I have never thought about it this way before, but every time, so if you email somebody 30 times a day, they're going to get pissed off pretty quickly, right? Whereas you don't even have to post in your own Facebook group every day to be on their top of mind awareness. Because if those, let's say you've got 80,000 people, let's say you've got 10 people in a Facebook group, right? Let's just say you're early in that Facebook journey. If you've got a small group, whatever size, and those people are posting the group and they're getting notifications and being tagged and stuff and getting involved in conversations, your name is coming back into the front of their mind, your brand in the front of their mind, and you didn't do anything. It's not another message from that bloody annoying Arnie bloke because he's off on his travels again. It's a message of engagement of other people, and other people do stuff which raises your profile. That's a bit of a breakthrough moment for me there.
One of the things I love about this is that we always preach that for us, social and email marketing fit perfectly together. It's not that email's better than social or social's better than email. It works perfectly together. So presumably part of this is getting people from the group onto your email list, and then your emails can go alongside the posts from you and from other members to keep you top of mind awareness and all that stuff. So let's start talking about how we start to transition people from the group. So they've joined your free Facebook group through all of the methods, the amazing stuff that you've got on growing that group. How do we start to get those people across to our list?
Yeah, great question. And just to zoom out from there, one more layer, like I don't think of marketing as, you know, email, social, this, that, the third. I think of it as the collective experience that somebody goes through. So, right. You know, we're not just attached to one brand through one channel. It's the sum of all of those messages. It's the posts, it's the emails, it's the you know, the shout out they saw, the mention of you on a virtual summit, the you know, book you just published, and whatever it is, the sum of all of those experiences is what creates their view of you, your brand, and how you can help them. So really kind of engineering that to be more omnipresent, to be powerful, to be strategic in using email, social, ads, media appearances, things like that, to just really, really, you know, create the case and also create the pathways for them to get into your offers that fit. That's what I really see with this. And that's one of the coolest opportunities we have, is using Facebook groups to start fueling those other platforms. Like, Facebook groups are not a direct response marketing channel. Let me say that one more time for all the email marketers in the back. Facebooks are not a direct response marketing channel. It's a community platform. It doesn't mean you can't use direct response here and there for lead gen and list building and, you know, starting conversations, but it's not about, you know, you can't copy and paste an email into a Facebook group and have it have that same effectiveness. It's more about the discussion. So I want you guys to think of that first, and then also understand with that community building platform, you want to get them onto it and also out of it as quickly as possible. So one really cool thing that that happened about 2 years ago was Facebook created this ability for us to ask people three questions as they join the group. And, you know, a lot of people thought of it cool as screening, like, oh, where are you from? Are you interested in this? Blah, blah, blah. What do you want to learn? And then all the email marketers were like, this is incredible. We can ask for emails as they join. So we had this built-in landing page in our Facebook groups, and we were just going nuts for it. It was so cool to be able to get that before somebody even gets in the group. So the problem with that was Facebook still sees it as kind of a approval criteria. It's not a list builder. So as soon as you hit approve, that data disappears. We also have a cool tool for that called GroupFunnels that helps capture that info as people come in, so it goes straight into your list. But the whole point of it is getting people, yes, into your group, but also expanding which channels you can reach them on. So they join the group, they give an email, they're on your list. You can even, you know, send retargeting ads to that email list. There's just so many ways to get them into the ecosystem. So that's number one. Is as they join, we grab emails, and there's a few other ways we grab emails to grow our list through using the groups as well.
I love it. So it's like this sort of hidden opt-in squeeze page. And little tip that we tried out with ours, and that's really increased our conversion on how many people give us their email address, is we added the words. So we said, you know, get this free thing if you, on the way into the group, so you join the group. If anyone joins the group, you'll see how we do this. But as they join the group, we say, by the way, if you want this free gift, which is our 4-day flash sale campaign, email campaign, copy and paste thing, you can give us your email address here. And that was converting okay. And then we tested something else and we added some extra text, which is, this is not required to join the group, in order to join the group. And by putting this is not required, we got a significant increase in the number of people giving us their email address. It's like reverse psychology, which obviously, being psychology buffs, we adore. So yeah, you can get a lot of people joining the group who gives you your email address, and you can do that three-dimensional thing. So people come into your group, now they're in there, and you're doing all the great stuff that you teach you to, with how to engage people and how to measure the temperature at which they're engaging and where they are in their buyer journey. Once they're in the group, is there anything you would do in order to get them to opt in elsewhere? Would you do other things in the group, or is it just on that front end?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two types with that. One is kind of the passive type, and one is the active type. So the passive type is having things like, you know, links in your pin post, in your description, maybe in your group units, or, you know, your cover photo. All of those places can just kind of sit there, and they take up a little bit of real estate. So as people join, they're going to poke around, they're going to read things, and they're going to be like, oh, that sounds cool. Let's go click through over there. So that's kind of the passive type. And then the more active type is doing things like comment posts or live streams or, you know, any kind of reach outs that you or a community manager might be doing with the people in your group. So I like doing both, of course, you know, having the stuff just sitting there for people to kind of follow the breadcrumbs on. And the active type is really good to mix in. Like I said, groups as a whole aren't a direct response platform, but it doesn't mean you can't do it here and there. So plenty of times, like I did one post that worked really well just yesterday or the day before. I said, hey, you know, who here is not monetizing their Facebook group enough? You know, drop a comment and we'll you know, see what kind of resources we can give you. We'll give you some ideas. And that one had like 50 some odd comments. And my team is going in and getting all those people to start a conversation, you know, fill out some details, and then we can really just kind of listen and point them in the right direction, whether it's a free content, an offer, something else, who knows. But just by kind of opening up that conversation of, hey, who has this problem and wants some help? Everybody's like, hi, yeah, that's what I'm here for. And then that continues the conversation. So a bit of direct response can really, really maximize your efforts.
I love that.
I'm interested to know. So obviously the passive stuff is just sat there all the time, like the cover photo and stuff. What percentage of your, this is, can I either going to be like how often or what percentage of, I'll let you answer it whichever way makes most sense, of your stuff is going and doing stuff that's lead gen related, like the stuff you just described, versus is it like you've got to do like 3 weeks of discussion posts and just general organic stuff and let that sit for a bit and then you do it? Or is it impossible to measure? What do you do with that?
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, keep it under 20% for sure. And it's like some people are saying, like, how many members should I have before I start monetizing? Like, zero. If somebody wants help, like, don't be like, oh, no, I would help you, but I got to get 500 more members first. That doesn't make any sense. You know, if somebody wants to work with you, don't get in your own way about it. Let them sign up. So just know, of course, if you have, you know, 63 members, you're going to get a whole lot less signups than if you got 6,300. So just get it rolling, give them the opportunity. But, you know, you'll if you feel out of alignment with like, am I posting too much offers or lead gen, blah, 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 you'll know that and your group will not be as engaged. So just really try and keep that, you know, 20% or less.
I love that. And are there any ways that you would like directly post a sign up page or an offer directly in the group? It's something we've never done. Like, we don't post offers directly in the group. I just don't feel that I've got a good angle for that yet. But I would, and I think even maybe earlier today I might have done it. I'm not sure if it's gone out yet, but that we do put posts in there which are like, hey, do you want to be on the early bird notification list? And then we take them over to an opt-in page to do that. Is that a good thing? Have I cocked that up? Should I go and delete it? Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's totally good. So, like, one thing we like to do, too, is, like, we don't like linking directly in the post, even if we are promoting something. So, like, yesterday I got with my social media manager, and we just wanted to create some fun content that would be engaging, relevant, and also help drive some sales. So, like, we put together some like memes and things like that that mention, you know, Arnie's ebook or, you know, the Group Funnel software and things like that. So we don't link it right there, but we kind of make it like desirable, or we show them one hook of like, oh, you know, this is how it saves time or this whatever. And then people are going to get it and they see it over and over again. So they have the product awareness. So here's another major thing, not just Facebook group related, but offer awareness is really, really key. Because I've had so many people come and talk to me and they're like, Arnie, people post in my group asking for, you know, resources or like who here, you know, sells leads and the group owner sells leads. And they're like, this is so frustrating. How come they don't know I do this? They're in my group. Like, why are they not coming to me? I'm like, they're not aware of your products. You have to talk about what you offer. And it doesn't always have to be direct response, like go get group funnels right now. But it could be like, oh, shout out to, you know, Kennedy. He was able to, you know, get 500 free emails using group funnels. That's so cool. And it just gives that little bit of product awareness that also is going to increase your conversion rates, because Once again, for everybody who's like, why groups? Why not just email? Well, if they see that post and then, you know, the next day they see an email for group funnels, they're going to be a lot more likely to trust it and be like, wow, yeah, I saw Kennedy just got 500 emails. I want to get 500 emails.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. Absolutely great. Some really good strategies for getting people into your group, out of your group, onto your list, and then you can do whichever flavor of email marketing you're quite fancy. Rob, have you got any final questions before we go into the next?
I'm really interested. I think we'll have a bunch of people listening who are going to laugh when I say this.
Here we go. Who have
a Facebook group that they think at this point, or in fact, they don't even think, they know at this point is maybe a bit of a dead duck because they haven't followed your strategies. They just don't really know what they're doing. They've tried it by trial and error rather than by following a system. And therefore they've probably done some stuff wrong. Do you suggest, you know, maybe they've got a couple of hundred members and they want to reinvigorate it just for those people who want to say, well, you know, I've never thought of this as a list building method. I wasn't asking for people for their email addresses on the way in. I've never done it that way. What's a couple of quick tips that those people can take just to give a little bit of spark to that group before they start trying to do the lead gen thing again?
Yeah. So the most important thing first is to zoom out and think, you know, what are my business goals? Like if it doesn't align with the business goals and it's not, you know, filling up your bank account, you're going to get burned out. Like, unless you're super passionate about the topic. So make sure whatever it is that you're actually doing is something you want to be doing, you know, in a year or have a business running for in a year. And when you know you have that long game focus, the time you invest now is going to add to that. But if you're like, I don't really care that much, you know, I have this other thing going on, I just thought it'd be cool, you know, really think about that if you should be running that group. But if that is aligned, the next most important thing is the who. So the biggest reason why people's groups aren't monetizing how they want or engaging how they want is they have the wrong people. So much like any marketing, if your message is all over the place, you pull in the wrong people, they aren't as interested, your conversion rates suck, and it just feels like pulling teeth to be running this group, creating content, doing all these things. And if you know, you just have the wrong target audience, it's going to suck. It's going to be draining. So making sure you have the right people is another big one. After that, you really just got to get a deep dive into, like, I'm not sure what kind of customer research process you guys teach, like ask method or things like that. But really just understanding what they want to talk about, what they want to hear about, and then testing out a bunch of different styles of posts, testing out different styles of topics, and then just pay attention. Okay, whenever I talk about books, people go crazy. Maybe I should talk about books more often. Whenever I talk about this, it's crickets. Okay, maybe I shouldn't talk about that. And just experimenting. The coolest thing, hands down, about Facebook groups is it is an immediate validation and split testing ground for your messaging. So if you're like, oh, I got this cool idea for a lead magnet or a headline, let's throw it out there. Hey, do you guys want a free guide on how to, blah, blah, blah. And then if everybody's just drooling, like, hell yes, that's exactly what I want. You're like, okay, cool. I could probably put some ad money behind this and, you know, actually create this lead magnet. But if there's like three people and somebody's like, sure, then like, don't do it. You know, it's a really good way to kind of take the temperature of your messaging.
I love it.
I love that.
Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Okay, great. We're going to go into this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Okay, Arnie, what have you got for us? Subject line of the week.
Yeah, so one subject line of the week and how I used it. I didn't think it was going to piss this many people off, but it did. That was a good subject line right there. First name, are you kidding me? So, you know, imagine you're just going about your day, checking emails, doing your thing. And it's like, Arnie, are you kidding me? Like what? Like, what do you want? Like, what's going on? And this was, I used this in a fund a couple of years ago for a free lead magnet, because one thing I know is most people don't consume the things they even sign up for, even if they pay for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm spending all this money to get somebody onto, you know, an email list. And they're opting in for this free guide, and then they don't even open the email or don't even open the lead magnet. So I think it's like three or five emails in. I do the first name, are you kidding me? And then I say, you know, hey, I saw you, you know, signed up to get this lead magnet. And, or no, I said, I was talking to somebody who was working on, you know, growing and monetizing their group. And, so I asked them, you know, hey, you know, how, what have you used from this, this resource so far? And they said, oh, I haven't even opened it yet. And I'm like, what the heck? So, you know, you downloaded it or you bought it, and you haven't even gone through it yet. And you're still wondering why the problem isn't solved. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's step one, like open the thing, start learning. So I kind of gave like a very direct nudge on that in the email. And just said, like, you say you want this, but you haven't even started the thing you got a few days ago. Like, let's get back into it. Like, here's your motivation. Here's your invitation. Yeah. Let's get it rocking. And, that got, you know, a very split response of people that, like, many of them responded and were just so excited. They were like, you're right. I've been meaning to do this. Thank you for the reminder. And then some people were like, how dare you talk to me like that? And just like really, really pissed off by me trying to motivate them to do the thing. But that's the response I was going for, you know, really get people in motion. And sometimes you got to push some buttons to make that happen.
I love it. That's this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Arnie, this is awesome, man. If people want to find out more about you and group funnels and everything else you've got, we're obviously going to put links to all of that in the show notes as well. So there's going to be a link to your free group, I guess, and to group funnels and all of that stuff. That's going to be very, very cool. And Kennedy, you'll find those show notes over at exactly where?
Oh, no, I'd lined that up so it would be you. That's so bad. This is going to be, yes, the show notes for all of this with all the links to everything that Arnie's got going on. And honestly, check it out. I've learned so much from this guy. Go and check them out over at theemailmarketingshow.com/crickets. theemailmarketingshow.com/crickets. Because at the end of the day, if your group is suffering from crickets, that's a terrible condition. You should probably see somebody about it.
See, Kennedy normally springs this on me to come up with this keyword at the last minute. And so instead, I decided I would flip that and send it back in his direction.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. Arnie, thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Definitely, man. The
email marketing. That was absolutely awesome, guys.